It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benning, a Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. Had a nice relaxing weekend, and hope you did too, and everybody out there.
Didn't do a whole lot. Went over to Dawson on Saturday morning, took a look at the Bank Museum, and got a little Riverfest in. Pretty good weekend for Riverfest over there in Dawson this weekend. Mm-hmm. So
I know Granite Falls had their celebration. My 4-year-old nephew was going to ride a sheep, do the mutton busting. Apparently he decided not to at the last minute, so I didn't feel as bad for not being there.
Yeah, it was Western Fest over there, Crystal Springs Ranch Rodeo was going on in Clear Lake, and Riverfest in Dawson, so busy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those coming up now with fairs and everything else. So,
yep.
As opposed to last year, we didn't get any of that stuff. So this is a good thing.
You know, I read an article the other day about how people during this pandemic have kind of lost their endurance for doing stuff.
Yep.
And you know, the article I read, it made a lot of sense. And I've kind of noticed that myself.
Well, it's taken, you know, like churches and theaters and everything else, you know, sporting events, you know, it's taken, mm-hmm. people are kind of got to get back into the swing of things again. You know,
It was kind of like somebody hit the pause button last year.
Right.
And
it takes a little while to start up again.
People got a little complicit and
right.
During the pause cycle and like, oh, now it's back to reality.
Yep. So. So anyway, it's a good thing.
Anyways, enough waxing philosophical.
Plenty of things for him to do anyway coming up.
Yep.
So. All right, let's salute a veteran here.
Of course,
shall we?
Today we're saluting Corporal Donald George Frederick. Donald was born on January 25th, 1932 in Ludden, North Dakota, and passed away September 16th, 1977. He was from the Lewisburg area. He entered active duty on May 26, 1950 in Minneapolis in the United States Army, was honorably discharged 3 years later on May 25th, 1953 at Camp Polk, Louisiana. Now it's known as Fort Polk, Louisiana, or JRTC, Joint Readiness Training Center. He was a light vehicle driver with headquarters company of the 37th Infantry Division. Spent 1 year, 1 month, and 3 days overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict. Here in the Korean Service Medal with 2 Bronze Service Stars for service in the Korean War and the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Donald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Our topic today, Governor's Challenge to Prevent Suicide Among Service Members, Veterans, and Their Families.
Yeah. I belong to a state association, the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. I'm a officer on the executive committee, executive board with it. And our president, Greg Peterson, who's also the Brown County Veteran Service Officer, sent out a letter to all CVSOs and assistant CVSOs discussing a new state-run program to provide gun locks to veterans, service members, and their families to help prevent suicide. The Department of Veterans Affairs has distributed free gun locks to veterans and family members for many, many years now. These days, they send it out with a plastic card with the Veterans Crisis Line on it and encourage veterans to freeze the key. So put it in a little paper cup full of water and stick that key in your freezer. So, you know, you got to thaw out the key in order to unlock the firearm, which, you know, that makes sense and gives people time to think about, you know, what their intentions were and things like that.
Right. Not a bad idea.
Yep. But I'll read that letter he sent out to all the veteran service officers in Minnesota. Dear Minnesota CVSOs and ACVSOs, I am excited to report that we have joined with MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Veterans Health Administration on the Governor's Challenge to Prevent Suicide Among Service Members, Veterans, and Their Families Task Force. We have been developing and will soon execute an action plan to combat suicide among veterans in Minnesota. Sadly, about 100 Minnesota veterans die by suicide each year. 2/3 of these deaths are by guns. To help prevent veteran suicide, our team will be distributing free gun locks to you, the veterans frontline contact in Minnesota. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, a locked gun can mean the difference between a tragic outcome and a life saved for someone in crisis. Though veterans are well-versed in firearm safety, all gun owners should understand that during emotional or stressful times, delaying access to a gun could mean the difference between life and death. Gun locks can prevent someone in crisis from tragically taking their own life. MDVA will be sending 100 free gun locks to each county veteran service office. Our team is in the process of planning and the distribution process. The goal is to have them to your offices by September 1st, 2021 at the latest. MDVA will arrange for more gun locks if you are able to distribute more. You're encouraged to distribute the gun locks to your at your outreach events you attend as well as from your office. MDVA will enclose a supply of note cards to distribute along with the gun locks. MDVA will provide an update as the delivery logistics are finalized. For more information on the Governor's Challenge efforts, visit the MDVA website at minnesotaveteran.org/endveteransuicide. Thank you for your service to Minnesota veterans and their families. Greg Peterson, MACVSO President. And we also should put in a plug if you or someone you know may be in crisis to contact the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK and press 1. That's also the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. But if you're a military or military member or veteran, you can press 1 and be directed to somebody appropriate. Remember, you matter and you are not alone. Again, I've had gun locks in my office for many years that I've distributed, and every time they're offered, I pick up more. They've always been available, as well as information on the Veterans Crisis Line and things such as that. More information, you can contact my office, and there might be something on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, located in the lower level of the courthouse. Hopefully, it greens up a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will say that next Monday, our office will be closed in observance for the 4th of July. You know, that's technically Monday is the 5th of July, but it's the 4th is a federal holiday. So, we get those, got to take those off. So.
All right. Very good. Well, good topic today. And if you have, if you know of somebody who is suicidal or whatever, too, I would imagine you would encourage them to give you a call.
Yes.
Not just the veteran, but families and that kind of thing, too.
Yep.
Right?
First call would be to 911.
Right.
Or the Veterans Crisis Line.
Right.
I have received phone calls, so I'll just leave it at that.
All right. So plenty of resources, so take advantage of them.
Yes.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate it. Good topic today, and we will talk to you again.
It's an unfortunate topic, but it's a good topic.
Good one to talk about, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Bettinger, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us here on Vets Info on the Air this morning. On Q92. We'll see you again next week.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
You can watch Postcards on Pioneer PBS Thursday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock. Postcards is Pioneer PBS' locally produced program featuring the art, history, and cultural heritage of Western Minnesota and beyond. Funding for the production of Postcards comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Watch Postcards on Pioneer PBS Thursday and Sunday at 7. Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam.